Blog Talk Radio. My Blog Talk listeners, I want to first say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all my listeners out there. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and I am happy to accompany you tonight on my show. Well, this has been a wonderful year. It has been a very thankful year. Even though I know a lot of you guys are out of work and have lost your homes, I truly believe that there is more for you in the coming year. It's going to surprise you. Sometimes he, up above, moves things out of your way so that he may bless you with something greater. So I say to all of you, sit back, hold on, and enjoy the ride. You know it's all up to you to make sure these things happen. He can't do it alone. He wants effort from you. Now, tonight, I would first like to do something a little different. As you know, it's Christmas Eve, and I would like to recite one of my favorite Christmas poems. And it's a very familiar poem, and people do it all the time during the holidays. And the name of the poem is, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas will soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their head. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there were oh such a clatter, I sprung from my bed to see what the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sled and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. On Dancer, now Dasher, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, and Donner and Blixen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As the dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, while the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling of an eye, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nick came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was white as snow. the stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, all that jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose, and he gave a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." That's for all the little kids that are listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, excuse me, I sound like I'm trying to come down with a little cold. We are going to talk about tonight giving back. I thought it would be a great discussion since it is Christmas. And we're going to talk about giving back, and not in the way of gifts, but just in the way of appreciation. And I'm going to use some discussion from the book called 25 Ways to Win with People that was written by Mr. John Maxwell and Les Perot, a PhD. And I thought it was a very interesting book. So I'm going to get into this discussion, and we're going to start with, how do you think we should start with when we're talking about giving back? I think we should start with, and according to the book, we should start with ourselves first. We need to learn how to embrace ourselves, starting with your personal value. When you are secure in yourself, that's when you can help others. The things that you should do is recognize your value, accept your value, increase your value, believe in your value. All people feel better and do better when there's three things we can do to others. Give them attention, give them affirmation, and give them appreciation. Appreciate anybody who comes and talks to you. Give them your undivided attention. Now, let's talk about what we could do for others to make them feel good. Do you have a problem with helping others? Are you the type who hates to give out compliments or words of encouragement? Well, I would like to tell you, you need to look at yourself and do things differently now. But when there's something negative happens, you're the first to carry the news out there. And are you the type of person that carries around with you this cloud of doom and gloom? Then you expect others to always uplift you and encourage you when you don't have an encouraging word for others? Well, this is what I believe. I believe that you will have to start changing how you perceive yourself, how you perceive others, then look at your potentials to change others' perception about you. Now, you have to do all this in order to become a winner. Now, excuse me. Now, it would be nice if you would know how to give compliments to people other than just your family and friends. Can you say something nice to someone other than your circle of people? I promise you, you can. Now, encourage a stranger. Don't always wait around the holidays to do this. Do it all the time. I always make a way to compliment others. It is natural for me. Today I had a conversation with another employee at work. And the first thing the person said to me, because we have something in common that we like to do. And the first thing he said to me was, I don't like to talk about what I like to do because people criticize me. They get jealous, and they always find something negative to say. I said, let me explain something to you first and foremost. You are talking to me. I let him know right then and there, I am not that type of person. I love talking about something that I have in common with others. I don't care if somebody else has something negative to say about it. That's irrelevant to me because it's never going to stop me from doing what I want to do. And I don't mind encouraging. And I told him that. I said, if that's something you can do, after he told me what it was, I said, that is great. I like that. I automatically came out with a compliment. I automatically let him know you have something that is a great thing that you're doing. You're not drinking. You're not smoking. You're doing something great, and it's going to dwindle down to somebody else. So automatically, I went on and said something positive to him. And I think it was encouraging that he felt that he could tell me that and not that I could give him that message. I give compliments to people even though I don't know them. People seem to like to talk to me. I don't know why. But people seem to like to talk to me. And then some people who didn't know me at first and then they get to know me, the first thing they say, oh, I thought you were so mean, but you seem to be really nice. Because sometimes I give off the persona that I'm straight about business, I'm serious about what I do, but then I am funny, I have wit, I make people laugh, and people make me laugh. So I love doing that. So talking to strangers, I don't have a problem with that. Because of the industry that I work in, I work for the federal government, and I work in a customer service type atmosphere. I also work with veterans. So I have to be able to talk and communicate and have an uplifting, positive attitude when I'm talking to my patients. Majority of the time, I do. Or patients that I used to work with in other areas. I used to work with patients, and they still remember me, or veterans still remember me from when I worked over in another area. And they always compliment me, and I'm always willing to talk and compliment them. I don't have a problem with that. I'm always smiling and saying something. Sometimes it's smart, but it's a smart and a cute way. And they like that attention, especially the males. To me, I'm not sitting up here and saying, oh, I'm this great person, because I would be lying if I say that. But I'm just saying for this situation and this discussion, I can only talk about me and how I am. And I do think that I am that type of person, that I love to talk to people. I love to find out new things. I love to learn things. And I love for people to talk to me and give me feedback on stuff when I say things to them. And I get it all the time. Whether it's negative or positive, I always know if it's negative, I try to turn it into something positive. Even though sometimes I'm not always like that, but I try to make a way that I am. Because according to this discussion that we're having, I need to start with me first. And I have a long way to go and a little time to get there. Now, no matter what I'm personally going through, whether it's home or work or whatever, I try to never show that on my face when I'm at work, unless it's at that time and I'm in that situation. Other than that, most of the time I'm smiling, I'm laughing, because I know what I need to do in order for people to feel comfortable when they need something from me or need to talk to me. I want them to come to me and talk to me, and I want to be able to help them. I know in my heart and my mind, in my spirit, I'm here to help. I'm here to guide. That's just something I recently found out about myself, the gift that God has given me. And I'm not getting religious on you because everybody have their way of believing in what they believe in. I believe in God, and my thing is I really truly believe I have a calling on my life, and my life is to give, to encourage, to uplift. And I'm going to continue to do that. No matter where I'm at and how I do it, I'm going to continue to try to uplift people. Now, before we finish, I want to play a Christmas song for you guys. And I hope that you like it. Let's see. I hope you like that. Just to kind of break the ice so I won't get on my soapbox. Excuse me, you guys. I am so sorry. But if you would like to call in to ask any questions, you know my number is 347-677-1748. Now, let's continue talking about giving back to others. Now, as you know, some people, you know, just, you can almost tell, like I said before, and I got off the subject just a little bit, like I was saying before, most of the time, I try to keep a smile on my face no matter what I'm going through. I don't bring my private stuff to work or bring it to the public's eye. I never try to do that. And if I slip up every now and then, I try my best not to. Anytime if I've had an argument with my husband or something, I never try to show it on my face or be upset about it. Usually we don't do a lot of arguing, so it's not really that something I have to really hide because we don't do a lot of arguing. So, or if I'm upset about something at work, I try not to when I'm in front of my customers or my patients. I try not to, or my veterans, I try not to show that I'm mad about anything in front of them. Some people you meet, they do. They live their whole life on their face. It's on their face. When you walk up to them, when you say something nice, you can see that they're going through. And sometimes don't ask what's wrong. Just allow it to happen, and you know, and encourage them. First thing you need to do is encourage them. It's going to be all right. Think of something better, you know. Any way to encourage them so that they won't feel like they're, you know, the only one out there that's having problems. When I don't smile, like I said before, everybody knows if I don't smile, something's wrong, but I try to smile all the time. Let's talk about a 30-second rule according to 25 ways to win people. The 30-second rule is within 30 seconds of a conversation, say something encouraging to a person, which goes back to the attention, affirmation, and appreciation that we were talking about, the three things we were talking about. Now, like I was telling you about the conversation I had with the guy, once I got him to tell me what he was trying not to tell me, and he told me, first thing came out my mouth, that is a good thing. I automatically said, that is a good thing. Because I know within those 30 seconds, I need to say that. Because that 30-second rule has a lot to do with how I'm feeling about myself and how the other person feels. And you have to understand what the 30-second rule does. The 30-second rule does gives a person energy, encouragement, and it instills motivation to continue doing what they're doing. And remember this, those who add to us draw us to them. Those who subtract cause us to withdraw. So when people kind of stop hanging around you and stop talking to you, you're not losing anything. Actually, you're not losing anything. I have people that basically stop talking to me, don't have too much to do. That, I don't get upset about it because you know what? That person probably wasn't good for me in the first place. I probably wasn't going to get anything from that person in anyway. When I say get anything, I mean learn anything from them. I try to surround myself with people that I can encourage and people that I can learn from, people that I can uplift, and people that can teach me something. You know, those are the type of people that I like in my life. That's including my personal life and my work. I try to be around a lot of positive people. And sometimes in your job, there's not that many positive people around because a lot of people are so disgruntled. And I find myself in any situation that I'm in, I try to make the best of it. And I try to get people, they don't have to like me, but if I have to work with them, I have to make it where they enjoy working with me or that they're comfortable working with me. They don't have to, you know, do cartwheels, but I try to make it comfortable for them to work with me, and I try to talk to everybody. It used to be there was a time when I never did that. I was very to myself. I did my job, and I didn't want to be bothered by anybody. But I realized that the older I got, the more that I needed people as much as they needed me. And I needed to open up and let somebody in every now and then. And I find myself doing that, and it helps out a lot with how I feel about who I am. So I gave back the best way I know how. Okay. Okay, we talked about that. Okay. I'm going to read something by Henry David Thoreau. It says, the greatest compliment that was ever paid me was when someone asked me what I thought and attended to my answer. So they actually paid attention to what he was saying, and he thought that was the greatest compliment. When somebody says something to you that uplifts you, man, you did a great job. What are you second-guessing yourself for? You did a great job. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't expect for that person to give that back to me because some people are just that insecure about themselves that they need someone to always encourage them. I've got people in my life like that, that they need the constant encouraging, and it's because it's hard for them to stand on their own feet and say, yeah, I'm this person and I can do this. So they need that constant encouraging, which I don't have a problem with. And I don't always expect for anybody to encourage me back. I know I have to stay encouraged, regardless what anybody tells me. I have to stay encouraged myself. Okay. Also, we're talking about how people feel when it comes to being needed. We have to understand these four things. People need to be needed. People need to know that they need people. People need to know they are needed. And people need to know that they helped. People want to feel like they belong to something, they've done something, they accomplished. So that's our job, to make sure we're constantly telling someone, yeah, I need you. I can't do this by myself. I have to get your help. I need your input. I can't do it by myself. Once we can say that we can't do it by ourselves, it's so much better. Because according to John Maxwell's teaching from the book, it says a prideful attitude that causes you to prove how capable you are without the help of others. Now, that's what a prideful attitude will bring you. Oh, I did this all by myself. No. Don't take on that attitude. You won't get far with that attitude. You need to change the way of thinking. We're in a point where we need to change our way of thinking. And I'm doing this, and I'm discussing this with you guys, but I want to do it for myself. So it's good that I can come out and say all these things, because this is for me just as well as it for you. I have to change in order for me to be successful this coming year. I'm not making no New Year's resolutions, but for me to be successful this coming year, I have to change my way of thinking. And that goes in every aspect of my life. I have to take away all the negative stuff. I have to reassure myself. I have to be self-confident. I have to be secure in who I am. I have to value myself in order for me to help others. And I can't do that unless I learn to love me, enjoy me, value me, and be secure in me. I don't mind peeling away the laughter. I don't mind you guys knowing me for who I truly am. I am far from perfect. I have made mistakes. I have done things. But I want you to understand, it doesn't take away from what I want for you guys, what I'm trying to encourage you to do for who you are. I only can speak for myself, but I don't mind you taking what I'm learning and run with it. I've never had a problem with helping people and giving people advice. You know, some people say, why are you always helping other people but people never help you? I don't know why. Why I'm always sticking my neck out for other people and no one sticks their neck out for me. I don't know why. But I don't think I can ever stop, because that's me. That's how I am. You know, maybe it gets me in trouble. Maybe I don't get succeed in the way that I want to succeed, but I think in all due time, things are going to work themselves out. Things will fall in place like they need to, and the success will come in the end. I really believe that. But I have to start somewhere for me. I need to set up a roadmap for Salida and get my journey going for me. Okay? Also, Mr. John had another thing that really caught my eye, and it's called I Have a Dream. It says, history tells us that in every age there comes a time when leaders must come forth to meet the needs of the hour. Therefore, there is no potential leader who does not have an opportunity to better mankind. Those around him also have the same privilege. Fortunately, I believe that God has surrounded me with those who will accept the challenge of this hour. My dream allows me to give up at any moment all that I am ordered to receive, all that I can become. Since the invisible, so I can do the impossible. trust God's sources, since the dream is bigger than all my abilities and acquaintances. Continue when discouraged, for where there is no faith in the future, there is no power in the present. Attract winners, because big dreams draw big people. See my people and myself in the future. Our dream is the promise of what we shall one day be. Yes, I have a dream. It is greater than any of my gifts. It is as large as the world, but it begins with one. Won't you join me? Now, you're asking someone to come in and help you with your dreams. I think that is such a beautiful, beautiful saying, I have a dream. He also says, when the vision gets bigger than you, you really only have two choices. Give up on the vision or get help. Very important. So that's where the people come in to be needed. Letting them know that they are needed and letting them know that they can help. And it's up to you to draw these people in your life. And it's up to you to encourage these people to be part of what you're trying to do, the bigger picture, your dream. Because you can't do it alone. No matter what no one tells you, you can't do it alone. Okay? Now, when the vision gets bigger, we just read that, okay, bigger than you, yeah, I just read that. Find yourself complimenting people in front of other people. A private compliment turned public instantly and dramatically increases in value. How important is a compliment to someone? Compliments affirm people and make them strong. Compliments in front of others are the most effective ones you can give. Compliments increase in value when we value the person who gives them. Isn't that very important? That's why I say I try to. I try to compliment people. I try to encourage them. Even when they feel that they shouldn't deserve an encouragement, I try to encourage people. No matter what I'm going through, I try to do my encouraging. I try to smile when I want to cry, when I want to scream. I have to hold on, and I have to continue to encourage because I have to know that I'm able to do that for others because I want one day for it to be returned. Which doesn't necessarily mean it has to, but it would be nice. Now, I'm going to wrap it up here because it is Christmas Eve, and I don't really have to use the whole hour. I know everyone wants to get back to the family and friends that are in town and enjoy the rest of the evening. So we will just review a little bit on what we learned today. And I will leave you with a song, okay? I hope you've enjoyed the songs, and I'm hoping you can hear them. I'm going to have to find me another way of recording them for you guys so that they can, you know, sound better. First, when we talk about being a winner and giving back, we first need to start with ourselves. We need to embrace ourselves first. When you're secure in yourself, then that's when you can help others. We need to first recognize our value, accept our value, increase our value, and believe in our value. Those are the things that we need to do for ourselves first and foremost. Remember, all people feel better and do better when you give them three things. What are the three things? Attention, affirmation, and appreciation. Then we talked about the 30-second rule. Within the first 30 seconds of a conversation, say something encouraging to a person. The 30-second rule gives people energy and it instills motivation. Understand that people need to be needed, need to know that they need people, need to know that they are needed, need to know that they helped. Now, are you going to be that person that will tell a stranger something encouraging? If you want to be a winner, I advise you to use your gift of encouragement and do and say something to someone who you least expect would expect you to say it to them. A new year is right around the corner, and I would like for each and every one of you to try something new this year and encourage someone. If you've never done it before, try it this year. And it would be nice if you journalize that person you encourage. If you've encouraged somebody at work, write it down, the date, the time, what you said to that person, and who that person was. Keep accountability of who you encouraged. If you do two or three people in that day, that's awesome. And see how it makes you feel when you read back and read back what you said to them. I think that's an awesome thing to do. That was just an idea that came through my head. And you know what? I'm going to even try that. Try to think of the encouragement that I've given, even if it's at home. Don't necessarily always have to be a stranger, but do that with a stranger. Say something nice to someone. Encourage them. Make them feel needed no matter what you're doing. And write it down. What you said to them, the date and time that you said it, and see what happens. I think that's a very interesting thing to do. I would like to close. And before I close, I would like to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of my listeners out there. I'm hoping you have a wonderful new year. Matter of fact, on New Year's Eve will be my next show. I haven't decided what I wanted to do yet, and it's probably going to do resolutions because that's what I did last year, and we know everybody believes in doing resolutions. I am not too much into them, but I do know this. I do know that I need to change. I need to change a lot about me, who I am and what I'm doing with my life, my career, everything, and I need to start somewhere, and I do know that about myself. When I do my self-search and my self-inventory, I know it's time for a change. Career-wise, and in my life, I need to make a change. So I'm going to start with this. Everything that I just discussed with you, I want to start with doing it there. Have a safe new year, even though we will be talking next week, next Thursday, same time, same bat channel. I still want to say have a safe new year and have a Merry Christmas as you wake up in the morning and you open your gifts and you hang out with family. You enjoy being around all your family, loved ones, people you haven't seen in years. They're there with you, or you're going to visit them. I'm hoping you guys wake up to a wonderful morning and a blessed morning, because we have to remember one thing. The purpose and the reason for the season is Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ. We have to know that's what Christmas is truly about. The gift giving came when the three wise men brought gifts to Jesus. To present to Jesus. That's where the gift giving came from. I just think America, and I think everyone, has taken it to a whole nother level. It's really about family, friends, and uplifting. So keep that in mind when you're opening your gifts and when you're enjoying the day tomorrow. I want to close with this. This has been Chocolate Lady 64. And I would like to close with this. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Sorry, technical difficulty. Christmas to all my Blog Talk Radio listeners and to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for a wonderful year. Thank you for allowing me to do my shows, for me to express how I feel. And I'm hoping the coming year will be a very eventful one for us. So again, I say good night. I just don't want to go, but I will say good night. And